Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Oh, there's always just every day so much crap and nonsense that we're reading on social media. Everybody's mad at each other. Everybody's down in the dumps. And we try to fight that a little bit with something that we call Feel Good Friday, where we take the final Friday every month and have people call in and tell us all the good stuff that happened to them over the month. So if you want to participate in Feel Good Friday, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. I would love it if you called right now. I would encourage you to call. Let's spread some smiles, some love, some joy. 303-691-1649. Now, here's the thing with Feel Good Friday as well. It doesn't have to be something huge like you made partner. You don't have to tell us that.
Yeah.
It can be something small, you know, like a meal that you had.
Or you cleaned your whole house, right? Like, that's a good feeling.
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
It's your life. It's your world.
Whatever put the biggest smile on your face, that's what we want to hear about, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Even something that happened with your kiddos, your parents, anything. We'll accept anything. But it only works if you call in. So don't be scared. We're very nice.
Yes.
We're nice people.
We want to talk to you. We want to hear about your good stuff.
And I know there's like a million people listening right now. So call us, 303-691-1MIX, which is 303-691-1649. Think back over the past 26 days and be like, what was something that really was good in my life? Katie, how about you?
I would have to say my new car that I bought, my new old car from the 1900s. It is perfect.
It's a good car.
I love it so much. And the best part about it is, you know, car guys, right? You are a car guy, Jeremy. Josh,
I am.
You like cars as well. And when I roll up and people see my car, they're also impressed. Like, wow. Look at you.
Well, like vintage.
And then
it's like when you got it, you were so happy.
Yeah, I was. And well, and the deal I got also made me happy on top of it. So there's so many good things that, you know, are with this car. And
yeah.
I just, even driving it around now, like it puts the biggest smile on my face. So, and I gave it a name. Do you want to hear my
car's
name?
Oh, yeah, what's the name?
It's Cookie.
Cookie.
I know. Josh helped me with that, actually.
Cookie car.
It was going to be Cook'em because that's Chippewa for grandma.
Okay.
That's what I called my grandma. But then he'd said, what about Cookie?
Cookie.
I'm like,
shorten it up.
I like Cookie. So
that's
car's
good.
Name's Cookie and I love her.
And no joke, guys, she puts a club on it. There's a club on, like, old school,
like
across the steering wheel.
Like the anti-theft device club.
So funny. Phone lines are ringing. I love you guys. Come on, let's spread some joy and some smiles on a Friday.
Yes.
Let's push all the crap to the side that we're reading on Facebook. That's probably AI anyway.
Yeah, get out of
here. Get out of here, AI slop. Okay, so as of right now, I've got one open phone line. If you want to call in for Feel Good Friday, 303-691-1649. We're just talking about the little things that happened to you over the past 26 days, in the month of June, that were really special to you. Big, small, medium, whatever. 303-691-1649. Here's Jordan. And hi, Jordan. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Well, good morning. Okay, so Feel Good Friday. What you got for us?
So I'm hoping to feel good. It hasn't happened yet, but we've got the World Cup going on, and Uruguay plays today, and a man's really nervous about it. They're going up against Spain. So I'm going to go beg the McDonald's workers for their nine collector for $9 because I don't have $90 to go get 90 Big Macs.
Your highlight of the month is McDonald's collector's cups.
Yes!
You know what? Why the hell not? It's bringing you joy.
That's fun.
Exactly.
That is fantastic.
Gotta live in some ways.
That's
right. I'm hoping he likes it. He's been talking about it, and I'm like, I love you. I'm not spending $90 for collector cups at McDonald's.
Yeah.
I'll get dressed one day and go down and ask very politely.
There you go. Hand them over. Well, Jordan, this is what we're talking about. Thank you so much
for
calling
in. That's a nice win.
That's a good win.
Yeah.
Hi, Tessa. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Well, we're
thanks for having me.
We're super dupes. Well, gosh, thank you for calling in. You did all the heavy lifting. It's Feel Good Friday. What's making you feel good this month?
Well, called you on a whim. I just started volunteering with my twins through the National Charity League, and we just started this beginning of June. And we've done a couple of volunteer events, one at the Gabriel Foundation out in Elizabeth, volunteering for a bird sanctuary, and then recently for the Highland Scamper. And it's been so much fun to see how much joy they have in their hearts for serving their community and being part of something. And they just had such a blast. So
that's really neat. You're raising a couple of good humans right there.
You just warmed my
heart. We're trying so hard.
And Katie loves birds.
I do. Well, and I just love, I think it's so
important. You should go out there. It's crazy. They have like over 200 some birds. They like have really fancy food for them. It's like farmer's dog for birds. It's the funniest thing.
Huh.
But yeah.
So good. I was just talking on the show the other day that, I feel like I'm becoming an old man because I went out on my back patio on a Saturday morning having a cup of coffee, and I was just sitting there listening to the birds and watching them fly around, and I had the best time of my morning, that of my life that morning.
Yeah,
I was like, this is really cute.
It's fascinating.
I like birds.
There are some birds with characters there, for sure.
Yeah.
There is one that if you go and make the rock on sound, it goes, rock on, rock on.
So funny.
That'd make me happy too. So this is perfect, Tessa.
This is really good. Tessa, thank you so much for calling in this morning and sounding off for Feel Good Friday. Very, very much appreciated. Here is Samantha. Hi, Samantha.
Good morning.
Good morning. So what made you feel good in the month of June, girlfriend?
I just got back from vacation.
Oh, very good. Where'd you go?
So we did a road trip, Vegas, Cali, Reno, and came back through Utah into Wyoming.
Oh, so you drove all the way through all these spots.
We did, yeah.
That's fun, yes. What was your favorite part about it?
I went to my first Dodger game, so that was pretty cool.
Okay. You got to do, was Shohei pitching?
There you go.
Did you get to see Shohei pitch?
Yes, I did.
Ah, the unicorn! So yeah, that's a bucket list.
I got a question
right
for you, too. What was the best road trip food that you had? What was the best thing you snacked on?
Oh, I get those sweet tart chewies, the little round ones.
Not mad at that at all.
The chewy sweet tarts.
Not mad at that at all. That's what we're talking about. Samantha, thank you so much
that
for calling
perfect.
In.
So just
good.
Just what we need.
I was trying to think of mine. I had a pretty couple special moments this month with my son. I took him out for the first time and let him drive.
Oh.
Which was a lot of fun.
The first time.
Got him behind the wheel. And it was special, you know, to see him kind of freak out being behind a car wheel.
Oh, because we all remember.
I know, right?
Oh, that's so good for you.
It was really good. That
that's
was
a good
cool.
One.
It was just me and him, too. Great father-son time. And then the other thing is he bought a brand new e-bike with his own money. He's been saving up. It was like $700 or something. And then him and I got in the garage and put the damn thing together for an hour.
That's some good bonding time right
the
there.
The new age way, working on cars in the garage.
Right? Yeah, instead, we're putting e-bikes together. So another very special father-son moment. Hi, Debbie.
Good morning.
Well, good morning to you. It's Feel Good Friday. What was the best part of your month?
I got to fly back to Portland, Oregon, pick up one of my four-year-old grandsons, and fly him back to Colorado for some special time just about him.
Oh, wow. Oh. And you're a pilot, too. That's awesome.
I know. Too bad I really wasn't. It saved me a lot of money.
Right. What kind of things did you guys do together?
We went to the zoo, and we fed the giraffes, and we pet the stingrays, and he slept a lot. I think the altitude got to him.
I'm sure.
Well, that's actually great because, you had some fun and then you went home and he just slept the rest of the day. So
exactly.
That's good kid time.
There's 2 4-year-olds. I did one in May, one in June, and next month I bring the 8-year-old out.
Oh, you're such a good grandma.
You are.
You're
and
the best.
Debbie, I am.
I have to say, like, I remember staying with the grandma was like a highlight for all the grandkids. So I know you're doing them
spoiled.
A solid. They're going to remember this their whole life.
Debbie,
so.
That's
Yay,
a great
Debbie.
One. Thank you for calling in. Here's Tiffany. Hi, Tiff.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
All right, Feel Good Friday. What was your feel good part of June?
My daughter made me a grandma for the first time.
Oh, another grandma! So many grand. We should just call this Grandma Friday. So, what's the little baby's name?
Annalise.
Oh, how cute.
Yeah, that's adorable. And it's your first grandchild, so you're like super excited, huh?
Yes.
That's cute. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for calling, Grandma. That's a good one. Hi, Linda.
Hello.
Did you become a grandma, too?
I did not.
Okay.
Well, she's like, oh, thank God.
All right.
Yeah. Well, that'd be hard since I don't have children.
That would be very difficult. That would be very unique. We'll call that Unique Friday. All right. So what was the best part of June for you?
I went to Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and ran a half marathon.
Yeah! Yes. Good for you and your strong thighs.
It was
thighs.
My fifth half marathon.
Whoa!
Damn.
How long is a half marathon again?
13.1.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That is a lot of running.
That is so impressive.
And in Iowa.
I ran my first one at the day after I turned 62.
Okay.
Oh, awesome. And then... Yeah, now I'm 68, and I'm still out there.
It's your fifth one.
Wow. Dang. We're very impressed. Yeah, I get winded walking up the stairs sometimes.
I know, running is hard. I actually
running
run,
is hard.
And I can only do 2 miles at a time. Yeah. So for you, 13 and a half miles.
Linda, we are
crazy.
Impressed.
Yeah,
thank
we
you
are.
For calling in. All right, I'm going to try to sneak one more in before we got to get to the break. Is it Maine?
Yes.
Hi, Maine. It's Feel Good Friday. Tell us something good that happened over the past month.
I was just alerted that after being 6 months with my company, I have been promoted.
Oh.
After just 6 months?
Wow.
Maine, look
smell
at you.
You.
And I'm one of the youngest techs there.
What do you do?
I'm now a lead phlebotomist, so I go around to nursing homes and I draw people's blood.
Oh,
good for
fantastic. You. Congratulations.
And the lead phlebotomist.
No, right? I don't want to brag.
Put that on your business card.
I know a lot about vein placement.
Phlebotomist. Thank you. That is awesome, Maine. Congratulations.
Yay for Maine. Thank you for calling in. Oh, that's a good group of people. Josh, really quick, we got to get to a break. What was your best part?
Probably my birthday. Felt very loved and appreciated. So that was very nice.
There you go.
June the 4th be with you.
June the 4th.
You go. Hey guys, good news. We'll do it all again next month. Feel Good Friday with JKJ.